Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
657 AM, radio for believers in action.
All right, here's another one. It's from Jesso Untikan. I greet you, Brother Ray, and your guests. Glory be to God alone for the topic once again. The most famous teaching these days is that we live by grace, not by law. God's grace is sufficient. And he forgave us our sins long before we were even born, since he knew about it before we did so. So we need not worry if and when we sin. He has already forgiven us. That means we can live and indulge in sin. God understands that we are human because he made us. Is there some truth in this, Brother Ray? Shalom. There's no truth in that. The book of Galatians says, shall we continue to sin? Of course not. And we know the word also says, for the Yahuwah cannot be mocked. A man will reap what he has sown. Those who sow in the flesh will reap corruption. Those who sow in the spirit will reap life everlasting. We should be very careful about this. If you were told that be born again, repent from sin, and then now that you are saved, you are told no, you can continue to sin, God understands. It doesn't make sense. I mean, think about it. It's a deception of note. So we must be very careful about this. Send us a WhatsApp, 0826572729.
It's good for you as our listener to know about Radio Pulpit's activities. Or do you need advice in an area of your life? Then why don't you log on to www.radiopulpit.co.za. Here you can talk to us, listen to us via live audio streaming, and there is also other reading material for the soul. What are you waiting for? Visit the Radio Pulpit website right now, www.radiopulpit.co.za. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
All right, let's hear Mam Maureen. What do you say?
Good evening, my brother in the Lord.
Thank you, ma'am.
Umruti Murata Esakuluma. I say amen. You know, my brother Akfuneg is a pigisan and yes, with the Gankulunkul. God does not like that. We are one a mouse, umunt ekuluma. Yes, Mina, I've said, Guti, I am a good listener. When a person akhuluma ngiyamlalela uma eshumayela ngiyamlalela uma efundisa ngiyamlalela ngani ngoba even neBhayibheli ku Revelation yasho ukuthi onendlebe makazwe let him or hear what the Spirit says. I say amen to the person on Ayelape Studio, my brother in the Lord. I greet you in the wonderful name of my Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Uma nginezwi, ngizoleta. Ngisho ukuthi Jesus is still the Lord of my life. Ngisamkhonza uNkulunkulu mina, ngiyamthanda ngendlela eyisibanga and futhi ngiyamsaba nokumsaba. Angidlaleli mina lapho kungamelanga ukuthi ngidlalele khona. Indaba zikaNkulunkulu ngizithatha serious. Ngani ngoba ngiyazi ukuthi uma uNkulunkulu esekhulumile ukhulumile. So I like to say amen to Brother Murake. I greet you all and to all the listeners of Radio Pulpit. Uma nginezwi ngizaletha the word of God ngani ngoba thina sihlala sino sinezwi. Thank you very much. Good evening, my brothers in the Lord. Thank you.
Thank you so much, ma'am. We're taking your calls. You can give us a shout. Talk to us directly there. 012-334-1322. Let's hear what you say on this matter. The scourge of false doctrines amongst us these days, there's quite a lot of such. And I can say without a doubt, people will like to people will like to defend this. They would like to defend this and say, yeah, but, people would like to defend this. They would like to defend it. They would like to actually say, yeah, well, you know, this is not false doctrine. This is a teaching we had from our whatever. It's a teaching that we have heard from some time ago. This is how it is. This is what it is and all that. But we know it is not like that. We know it's not like that. So let's hear what you say. 012-334-1322. Talk to us directly there.
Feel the pulse of the real life on 657 AM. 657 AM. The sounds of your life. We are here 24 hours a day with the message of hope, faith, and love on 657 AM.
Now, when you look also into the notion of false doctrines, and I want to look into Matthew 23, verses 14, it says quite a lot there. If you look into it, it says, "Woe to you, scribes, Pharisees, hypocrites, for you devour widows' houses, and for a pretense make long prayers, therefore you will receive greater condemnation." False religion will see these who lead, they really, really, really fleece the ones that they lead. They fleece them to the core. Even make people to sell their own houses. Especially these single divorced women and middle-aged women, they prey on those. Because they know they long for relationships, and they come to them and say, no, but, I've heard this vision of you and all that and stuff. And these they believe, even though they know in their core that this is not it. And they devour their monies. I once had a very long, long, long email here of a woman who has even sold her house and given a van to a person that she loves who is a leader of a church. Now is nowhere to be found. Isaiah chapter 50, verse 16, but to the wicked, Yahuwah says, "What right have you to declare my statutes or take my covenant in your mouth?" What right have you to declare my statutes? Or take my covenant in your mouth? It is quite sad we see these things happening, Muruti Mraka.
Yeah, it is. It is, my brother. It is sad. And in all things, I believe, as we are speaking, even tonight, we must never forget to do that which you always apply, my brother. We give all the honor and the glory to our Heavenly Father, our Lord Jesus Christ, and the Holy Spirit. The whole thing is so importantly displayed in the scriptures that praise, honor, focus for credit should always be directed to the true living God. The most worst false doctrine is the one where we are claiming to be children of God and yet contradicting everything that the Lord has spoken. And if we look at the nation of Israel and Judah, even after they split, and even beyond that, we will see that there is a true doctrine which we are being taught there.
Mm.
Number one, the Lord himself gave them a meticulous system of even the priests, what they should wear, even to the very point of their underwear. They had to wear a linen clothing. And he didn't want them to mix it with anything. He made sure. But you see, when now we are getting after this Messiah has come and he has ascended into the heavens, he sends his angel to talk to one of his disciples, John. And in talking to John, he explains something concerning this very clothing that he was meticulously insisting that they wear certain clothes in a certain way. Now we get the sense of why I'm reading in Revelation chapter 19. And it talks about now the bride of the Messiah, which is all of those that have believed on him and walked in obedience. Now, talking about the bride, it says Revelation chapter 19, verse 8, and to her it was given to be arrayed in fine linen, clean and brilliant. For the fine linen is the righteous act of the Holy One. We are now getting the sense, why he was insisting on this? It was a school system. They were in class. They had to wear these clothes, put them off, wear them, clean them, so that we can understand that he's pointing to something that our acts which are produced by the righteousness of God he has given us if we believe that Yeshua is the Messiah. The acts that are in line with that righteousness, they are actually the fine linen that the priests were forced to wear. But you look again at Israel. You see that they were taking these things lightly, sinning against God. He would send prophets to warn them. What did he do ultimately? The very house where these men who were wearing these beautiful, clean, white clothes, got burned down and they were scattered. Was it a surprise? No. He had foretold that he will do that if they continue to be disobedient. And Jerusalem no more had people speaking on his behalf, blessing the nation on his behalf. He allowed them to come back because he was telling them about his compassion. Now, this is the true teaching. They came back. Instead of again realizing that we have sinned, we must now be indeed obedient, they produced those groupings, the Pharisees and the Sadducees, which now Yudhevavhe himself as a human being came and spoke to them. And what did they? They were finding fault and they were looking how they can judge him. And he told them, I wanted to put you, embrace you, like a hen embraces her chickens under her. But you who kill the prophets of God, your house will be desolate. And he told his own disciples, no stone will be left upon another stone on this. and it happened. And up to today, ever since he spoke it and it happened, up to today, you don't see any priests or Levites standing up in a temple in Jerusalem speaking on behalf of God. Because he's not a liar. His teaching, his doctrine is true. He said, however, I will go and pick you up from the nations where I had scattered you. And he told them he would not do that because they have changed, because they are suddenly hearing. He said he would do it for his holy name. Which name? The name which he gave walked amongst them, and he said when his time had come up, he said, I have manifested your name to these that you gave me out of the world. That name, because of that name, Yeshua HaMashiach alone, he has brought them back, and many today in the church will fight over these things and say, yeah, in 1948, he brought Israel back, and this and that, and they will, we will form ministries and argue against one another over which one is, that will the rapture be here or there or what. We are missing the true doctrine. The true doctrine is, obey what the Father has brought to us through his Son. And what did his Son do? He gave it to men that had walked with him. And he said, the same way my Father sent me, I'm sending you. If they receive you, they are receiving me. If they receive me, they are receiving the Father. In other words, what we have been given, as we call it, the New Testament, if we take those words, that's the true doctrine. We take it. We don't try to interpret it. We were never told to interpret anything. We were told to take it. It's already interpreted. We must take it, apply it. You see, every time we try to interpret things which we're not told to interpret, we are creating a door for false doctrine to take place. There's nowhere in the New Testament scriptures where we are told God must form his own church and people must follow him. And he can tell them he's the visionary. If they don't want to listen to what he says, they must go away because it's his vision here. Now, nowhere, nowhere. My brother Sam was talking just now. We were told what to do. We were told to go and disciple all nations. Those who believe, they should be immersed into the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. And they should be taught what the Messiah said we should observe. And if we were doing that, my brother, conscientiously, and we were doing it consistently, the Spirit of God who is dwelling in us would convict those that are in darkness. He would really convict them to see, because we, the scriptures already, which the apostles wrote for us, they tell us, they say, if somebody comes in your midst who is unlearned or is an unbeliever, when you are conducting things in the, your midst in a way that is honoring to the Father, such a person will be convicted by whom? Us. No, the Spirit of God.
Yeah.
Because he has come to convict of sin, of judgment, and of righteousness. Now we have even services where someone will be called a prophet, and he alone will prophesy from morning till afternoon. It's nowhere in the word. That's not true doctrine. It says if they are prophets, let two or three speak, and the others must sit and judge. Yes, they must judge what is being said. Is it? You don't wait for 6 months, a year, and try and close the door after all the animals have bolted out of it. We were supposed to live in such a way that we call each other to order, not sit under one man who can speak and speak in such a way that he has got all authority in this gatherings that we are at, and he can fall prey to the devil's temptations and do silly things and evil and wicked things in the dark where no one sees, but the Holy Spirit can see, and come out and pretend everything is okay. Hence, people will start twisting the word of God and talk about the grace of God as if it is a license. When, like you said earlier on, the word even tells us, if you have received grace, does it mean you can go and sin because you are no longer under the Torah? And what does the word say? Forbid it. In the most strongest language, you cannot take the grace pointlessly. Yeah, my brother, we need to go back to the true doctrine. And if it is not the sound words of Jesus Christ and what he gave to the apostles to give to us, then we are in trouble, because that's where the true doctrine of the Father lies.
I hear you quite well. It's 26 past 7. Send us your WhatsApps, 0826572729. Drop us a voice note on what you think false doctrines are even all about. Let's hear from you. Otherwise, you can give a shout, talk to us directly there, 012-334-1322. Here's another one from Simon Shiburilization. Says, good evening, Pastor Ray. There are lots of people, false doctrine religions these days, than of God. Some, they do businesses in the name of the church. Church leaders of today, instead of feeding the church, they milk the church. We need the Spirit of the Lord to test and see this kind of false teachings. And we must correct it. We shouldn't care that what they will say, Pastor Ray. Let these who have ears hear what the Spirit is saying to the assembly. We are the assembly. Amen. This is from Simon. Thank you so much. Send us your WhatsApps, 0826572729. Let's hear what you say on this matter. We are touching base on this, the issue of false doctrines amongst us these days. And why do we tolerate them? And I said at some stage that where there is falsehood, people flock in droves and great numbers. Why is that? Let's hear you. 012-334-1322.
The search continues for top quality South African Christian music. If you are a new artist or releasing a new CD, then send it to Radio Pulpit. For more information, please visit the Radio Pulpit website. That's www.radiopulpit.co.za. Or phone us during office hours, 012-334-1200. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
The Daily Companion, Radio Pulpit it is, and we are talking about false doctrines today, what they are all about and what they are guised as. You know, they are also disguised, and to a great extent, we tend to not see them until we are in. Muruti Mraka has said this, that it happens at times that we in this without actually realizing, and it can be quite sad. Now, Pastor Sam, let me come to you on this. I'm looking at Zechariah 7:6. Amos 5:21. I hate, I despise your feast days, and I do not sever your sacred assemblies. There are... you know where there is falsehood? There are also these sacred days that are fervently observed. Yeah, we know them. Fervently observed. People are switching on lights and all those things. Those days are fervently observed. But it's just false doctrine. It's not even biblical. And it sways people into worship of things that they were not aware of. And they open their souls into demonic forces that would torment them for the rest of their lives. What say you, Professor?
Yeah, thank you very much for the question. You know, first of all, I want to go back to what Moroti Murata said. Some few things very important, like talking about the gospel or the word of the Messiah, that we don't need to interpret it. It's already interpreted for us. The only thing we need to do is just to apply it. Because the moment people start trying to interpret the word, while the Bible interprets itself, there's no man who can interpret the Bible. You know, it can interpret itself. If there's anything that has to, if we don't understand anything, there is just that illumination that has to come from the Holy Spirit.
Yeah.
It will illuminate you and clarify, and you can move. That's so very important that we might come to that place of understanding. You know, we are living in time where you mentioned something about old people are, I mean, practicing a falsehood. They tend to attract a lot of people. And the bottom line is, where there is, I mean, death, people always go in big number somehow. People always go there to go and find out whatever they're going to find out, because death has a tendency of, I mean, pulling people. Although people don't want to be, you know, it's so even, I mean, amazing to see sometimes when there's a mourning somewhere, people, instead of thinking about their time, but you see them drinking like crazy. I mean, they'll be drinking, they'll be playing, they'll be dancing. They don't even remember about, I mean, that their day can also come any time. That this is, I mean, it's a problem. Wherever there's a carcass, you see a lot of, I mean, vultures will come. That means, you see, that's a problem. Where there's death, people will come. And then people don't realize, and we have to come to that place, as Moroti Murata said, that we need to go back to the true doctrine. Because if we don't go back there, you know, we'll have this mixture that will continue to take place, and then we won't even know how to deal with it. That is very, very important. Now, falsehood has come in such a way that it's well established. It's come there, seated. And these people, you don't even know them. Some you have to know them after they have done whatever they have to do, then you discover them. Mm-hmm. Now, I love what because the Bible, as I said, the Bible, it already interpreted everything for us. When you go in the book of 1 John 2:18, the Bible is speaking to us about, I mean, these people that you've been, you're talking about, you said, you little children, you heard about the Antichrist, but today, there are a lot of antichrist out there. Why are they there? Because they came from you. They've been with you. I mean, they've spent time with you. They taught in the church. They led meetings. They prayed with you. But you could not realize, you could not see that they were there. But the bottom line is, they could not stand the presence of the Messiah. They could not stand the presence of the Holy Spirit. That's why they went out. But now, the truth of the matter is, when these people go out, they don't go far. They just go next door. That's what you see today. I don't know. I mean, I would say it. I don't know what, I mean, I'm just risking to say this. You know, I don't believe that these mega churches, I don't believe that in the mega churches there's truth in it. I don't believe in that. There are too many evil things that are going on there. There are too many falsehoods are going on there. Because, as I said when I was ending my first, I mean, intervention, I said, how can you, I mean, disciple 10,000 people? You call yourself, you are the only pastor, the only leader. And you are the only person who prophesy in that place. As Moroti Murata said, biblically speaking, Paul is saying that if there's a prophecy in the assembly, what has to happen is one prophesy, another one can speak, and the rest have to do what have to observe, and they have to do what have to discern, and come out with something that is really being spoken by God. But what do we see today? One individual will prophesy the whole church. One individual will pray for the whole church. One individual will be the Lord of everything. And he has even that, I mean, God telling you that this is my vision. It's my vision. If you don't want to be here, the door is widely open. While, to my understanding, there's no man on earth who has a vision when it comes to the work of God. No man. We all of us following the vision of the Father. Nobody has his own vision. Nobody can come and see, because even the names that you are putting on our churches, to be honest, people talk about, no, I was revealed by God. You know, I know I'm trying to respect some people here, but I'll say, hey, when did you receive that word, that name? Who gave it to you? Oh, I was praying and that name came to me. But listen, you know, even the names that you're putting on our churches, and this called this called that, it's the names that ourselves will come up with. We feel good with those names. Let's just agree that, no, I got it by myself. Don't say that God spoke to you about it. Another thing that you see nowadays, I've mentioned it before, I mean, you see every year there's this topic that many churches are giving, or this title, or the message of the year, whatever. They will proclaim it on the 31st of December. This year is going to be a year of open door. God spoke to us, whatever. Then I say, okay, good. If God has spoken that this year is going to be a year of an open door, to your church, it says an open door. To the church next door, it says it's going to be open heaven. To that other church, it's going to be a year of grace. To other one, it says it's going to be a year of repentance. But finally, what is God really saying? This God, is he divided or what? He's giving to you all these topics. I don't understand. Well, the Bible is so clear that we are living in one year. The last year that we are living on is a year of favor. There's no any other year. Why are we coming up with this multiplicity of years, years of this, years of that? These are words that you are putting down to motivate people. And then when these people now, they don't come to see whatever we've said in the beginning of the year, then when they come to us with a deceitful way of doing things, we come to them and say, you know what, you did not see what the Lord has spoken because you did not have faith. I said, no, it cannot be that. If the Master, if the Father has spoken, he does not require your faith. If he says that he's going to bless you this year, he knows that, I mean, you can be, at one point, you can doubt him. He knows that. Mm. He came to Sarah. He said something, said, next year you'll have a child. What did Sarah do? She laughed. She did not believe. Didn't she have a child? She got a child. When God has said, the Bible says in the book of Isaiah 55, says what? The word of God cannot come down and go to God empty. It has to fulfill the purpose of which it has come. How can God come and speak to your church and say, this year I will bless everyone in the church, and then you only see 10% of people who are blessed? It does not make sense. That is not the Lord who spoke. It was the person who spoke just to motivate people. And all these are falsehood. All these are false teaching. We want to speak on behalf of the Father, on behalf of the Son, while they are not involved in all this. And we are going with all this, year in, year out. And I've come to a place, when I go to a place, you want to proclaim that year of whatever, say, please, can you just stop it? Tell people that we are living in a year of favor, and the favor of God is upon each one. You do something, you succeed. You don't do anything, that's your business. The bottom line is the rain falls for everybody, the sun rises in the morning for everybody, and some people, instead of working, what do? They fold their hands. And if they don't see anything, it's not that God did not give them that year. The year is given to them. Don't come with that lies around it. Say, no, it's because you did not maybe fast a lot or not do this and that. And today, it's even funny to see how the people are trying to manipulate God, to manipulate Elohim by doing what? Pray a lot. If you pray a lot, God will move. That's a manipulation. How are you going to pray a lot for God to move? The Bible says, the Holy Spirit knows better. Whatever we receive from the Father, I can say 99% of whatever we receive from the Father, it has been asked for on our behalf by the Holy Spirit. 99%. Mm-hmm. With the rest, we just ask, and sometimes we ask based on what? Wrong motives, and we go right, left. Even James said that we don't receive because we ask anyhow, wrong motives. But the Holy Spirit, knowing our heart, knowing the heart of the Father, whenever he asks, perfectly, and whatever we receive is not because you prayed a lot. And today, pray for seven days, pray for 29 days. If you pray a lot, God will move. That means God now cannot move if you don't make noise. And I ask myself a question, where is this coming from? All these are falsehood. All these are false doctrine. You know, I want to start by saying this. You know, if the Bible could tell us exactly when Jesus Christ was praying, if they could tell us the time he was praying, maybe 1 o'clock, 2 o'clock, whatever. Believe you me, today, people should have made monuments. People should have had time where they say, I can only pray at this time because Jesus Christ was praying at this time. We thank God because the Bible says he was praying. The Bible does not say he was praying at midnight. He was praying at 3 a.m. But it does say he was praying. He could pray at whatever time. And because of that, today we don't have idols. We don't have houses where we could go and pray. But because of that, look at what is happening today. Some people, they even travel every year. They go to Israel to go and farm. They want to go to the garden where Jesus Christ was praying. Say, if I pray there, the anointing will fall. Who say that? Yeah. Who say that? You see, all these are falsehood. And we need to come back. I believe strongly. if people are listening to us tonight, we don't have them in the whole knowledge, but if people are listening to us today, is let's be very, very careful with whatever we are listening to.
I hear you quite well. Thank you so much, Professor. We are taking your calls. You can give us a shout. Talk to us directly there. 012-334-1322. You can send us a WhatsApp 0826572729.
Busetsa kgwebo ya gago maemong a yona ka go ikwalakatswa go Radio Pulpit. Re na le mengwaga ya go feta 40 re le moyeng, ebile re na le batheletši ba potego ba go feta 400,000. Re fetoga le mehla le mabaka. Re na le ditirelo tša go fapana-fapana tše di tla thušang go kwalakatswa kgwebo ya gago. Go humana dintlha ka botlalo, letsetša SANNET go 0023341254 goba o romele email go sannet@radiopulpit.co.za. O ka romela le lentšu le advertise ka SMS go 3787 8 7 1. Ditifišo tša setlwaedi di a šomišwa.
It's more than radio, it's a way of life. It is 657 AM.
Now, it's said, when you look into Romans 2:20, it says, an instructor of the foolish, a teacher of babes, having the form of knowledge and truth in the Lord. They just have a form, but this does not live in them. And that's a sad part of false doctrines. This is what they produce. They produce hypocrisy to the highest extent. Muruti Muraka?
Yeah, as you were speaking there, because in fact it even speaks to somebody who claims to be a teacher.
Mm.
What came to my mind as we were reading is this, that many of us who are believers do not spend time abiding in the word of Christ, do not spend time reading what was written to us.
Mm.
So what happens is, We have very little of this word in us. So we just have enough to can make certain claims that I'm a child of God, I'm saved, and I'm baptized into the name of Jesus Christ. I'm also baptized into the Spirit, and blah, blah, blah. We can name those things. But we don't have a lived experience of the ability of the word, the potency of the word on a daily basis. And that is said because the word of God is alive. It's not dead. Alive and active. And when we abide in the word penetrates to the distribution of our spirit and soul. In other words, the word becomes the very judge. And what I'm reading is what's written there, that is the judge of my motives and my intentions, long before anybody can know what I intend or what my motive is. If I am abiding in the word will sort of like shake me and say, that is a wrong intention. Mm. That is a wrong motive. Long before anybody says anything. Because you'd have a way. Elohim Abba said, we will be taught by him in this covenant, this fresh covenant. We should actually be experiencing being taught by him. And many of us think when he speaks like that, We'll be in a classroom sitting like we always sit as children. We would sit in a classroom and he will come in and say, okay, today, according to the syllabus, we are going to talk about grace. No. If we make it our business to take in the word, the written word which has been written to us, take it in. Inside, it's God's work. And over time, when you take it regularly every day, over time, when you have an attitude of obedience to what God shows you needs to be done, over time, you start to see the connectedness of the word. Because it's too huge to get the connectedness at a sitting. It only becomes clear and evident as you dwell in that way. And what happens is the word imparts to you truth. And the truth is what liberates you from all these things that are still remaining in you as a child of God. Because again, we were taught falsely that when you have made that sinner's prayer, everything has gone away. You can't even think wrong.
Mm.
Which is not what the word teaches. Yes, there is something which has happened irreversibly. It is written in the word. We are told about it in the word. But there is another part which needs to change. On a daily basis, continual, and it needs the word to be converted daily. And that way, if one knows that there is a part of me that needs to be changed, and it can only be changed by the word of God.
Mm.
And if we remain in that way, then it also...
All right. Somehow I have lost Muruti Muraka there, and I will try to connect back with him. Send me a WhatsApp, 082-657-2729. Let's hear what you say. You can drop us a voice note also there. The voice note is 082-657-2729. The number to dial is 012-334-1322. Let's hear what you say on the matter. And, of course, we are keen to hearing from you. Naganjani, I want to say. Naganjani, we are keen to hearing from you. 012-334-1322. You can talk to us directly there, and let's hear what you say on the matter. And of course, also you can talk to us directly, or drop us a voice note on the WhatsApp 082-657-2729. Let's hear what you say.
Feel the pulse of the real life on 657 AM. 657 AM. The sounds of your life.
All right, I was able to get Muruti Muraka. You just cut immediately now, Muruti. Sorry about that.
Yes, sir.
Yes, you can go on. You can go on. I think I can give you a minute extra, Muruti, because time has really gone.
Yeah. What I was finishing off there was, if one abides in the word and one becomes experientially knowledgeable about truth. Truth becomes something that you experience and you obey, and you are being liberated.
Mm.
You also receive an impartation of discerning.
Mm.
You are able to discern what is false from what is true. Therefore, you won't be taken advantage of by charlatans and all the manipulators who want to just feed their desires of the fondness of money, which is the root of all evil.
I hear you quite well. All right, send us your voice note, send us your WhatsApps. Let's hear what you say. And that is 012-334-1322. You can talk to us directly there. Otherwise, you can send us also a text message or a WhatsApp. I'm keen to hear from you on that. And of course, here's another one just after this.
Our family is just getting bigger and bigger. Welcome to 657 AM.
All right, here's another one. This is from Robertson. This is from Robertson. Robertson in Thorngrove, Bulawayo in Zimbabwe says, good evening, Pastor Ray. Matthew 24 is talking. Says Matthew 24 is talking about the signs of his coming. They are here already. Each day there's a fulfillment of that prophecy. People are deceived. Why? They don't study their word and pray. It's very sad. God wants 10% of our income, but they give their so-called pastors the whole salary. Really? Where is it written? The next thing we see them on TV arrested. These men of God are crooks, criminals you're supposed to put in jails. From Mrs. Robertson from Thorngrove in Bulawayo, Zimbabwe. Thank you so much. We really appreciate it. Send us your WhatsApp, 082-657-2729. Let's hear what you say on this issue and false doctrines and the scourge of this. Now, Pastor Sam, let me bring this to you then. We also see in 1 Samuel 15:22. So Samuel said, has the Elohim as great delight in burnt offerings and sacrifices as in obeying the voice of the Elohim? Behold, to obey is better than sacrifice, and to heed than the fat of rams. False religion makes us to really go for the fat of rams. It's quite sad. Professor, finally.
Yeah, exactly. That's what happened. There are three words that I've used at one point. I've used the word intimidation. I've used the word, manipulation, and also the word domination or dominating. These three words are very, they are used mostly by all these people who are leading in the falsehood or in false doctrines. They come up with things that you don't have a say, and whatever they will present to others is always, I'm too spiritual than you. I'm bigger than you. I know more than you. And while, in the essence, what we're supposed to do is supposed to teach each other in order to become one, to grow to a place of becoming one. I always having a problem when somebody says, I've grown to many dimensions. I've been in many dimensions, many levels. I've been in this. I always have a problem with those type of people because those are the ones to put themselves higher than the rest, so that you have to ask yourself a question, how can I become like him? And then when you want to go closer, then they'll give you steps. You know, you need to do A, B, C, D's. And then that is another problem, because can you imagine if somebody come and tell you, for you to succeed, you must do 1, 2, 3. Another one come and say there are five steps for success. Another one come and say there are 10 steps for success. Means what? Means those who are going to do 3, they will stay on 3. Those who are going to do 5, they will be on 5. Those who are going to do 10, they'll be on 10. Now, it's confusing. How are we going to, who's saying the truth here? Now, you see, this is the problem with most of our leaders. They will come to us and say, I'm more spiritual than you are. While the truth of the matter is just a grace. Even to preach the gospel does not make you bigger than the rest. The master himself, our savior, he had to be a servant of all. He had to clean his disciples' feet. He had to be there. He said, if you want to be a good leader, you must be a servant of all. Yeah. But today, our leaders are not our servants. Our leaders are our bosses, meaning that you cannot touch them. Even to greet them is a problem. You cannot come closer to your leader. That's already is a false doctrine that has been introduced in the church, whereby they come with that pen, they show off, they say, we are bigger, you cannot touch me, I spend more time, I pray for you. And this, and today I was discussing something, I said, you know what, even when these men of God, me included, when we tell you that, you know, we pray a lot for you, we fast for you, it's a lie. We don't fast for you. We don't pray for you. It's a lie. Because can you imagine if I have to fast for 10,000 people, if I have to fast for 1,000 people, we just say to encourage you, to captivate you.
Hold it there, yes. Professor. Hold it there for a bit. Let me talk to my friend Godfrey.
My contribution tonight, Babu Rain, and your guests and listeners, the advent of English-speaking preachers in my township, from the tents, wherever, has brought this change, this thing that is happening now of false doctrine. People were so are so fascinated by somebody speaking and preaching in English, because in the townships we come from, it's so to Zulu, indigenous language. So it's something that they made the sense of feeling of the closest steps to becoming Europeans, something like that, I think, which attracts to them. And then they are willing now to accept anything that is said. I don't know if they do understand what is being preached, some of them, what it means. Do they understand it when they're preaching English or not? I'm not saying they're not educated, but yeah, I think that draws them to these falsehood churches where now and then they speak Lama language in English. They're preaching in English. Yes, there are some of those who speak preaching in indigenous, but it's very rare. Mostly the charismatic, the churches are doing that, attracting many of these people into those churches. And some of them go there willingly, knowing the true what is happening, because they want that power and that same status that is happening there. You might feel so sorry for them, but they will go there and fight for positions of being an usher, position of being a church choir leader, and position. Can you imagine such position? Because people, some of most of the people are not educated, so they don't have positions of power or control. So they find solace in those churches that they have a say. So they disregard what is happening, and then they follow if the preacher or the pastor is doing it. So they think they are covered. So they follow what the leader does. But the Bible told us that we shall know them by their fruits. Thank you.
Thank you so much. I know time has gone. Ma'am Maureen.
Good evening again, my brother in the Lord. I would like to bring the introduction. The first apostle of John. The first letter of John, this is an introduction. It's not a chapter, it's an introduction. The first epistle of John, it reads as follows: God is light, God is love, and God is life. John is enjoying a delightful fellowship with that God of light. Love and life. Love and life, and he desperately desires that his spiritual children enjoy the same fellowship.
Okay, I get you. But time is really gone. Professor, you were finishing up. Let me give you 2 minutes, man.
Yeah, okay, thank you very much. I was just stating that it's so very important, you know, we bring up a lot of things, I mean, as leaders, just to captivate people. And at the end of the day, we want to be on over them, on top of them, so that they may not have a say. You know, whatever we do, on the pulpit there, we command, authority, while, we're not supposed to do that. I mean, people need to receive the word of God by believing and respecting the word of the Father, not by being afraid of us. As leaders. And that's what has become of us. And then there, it's also another kind of falsehood that we brought in. These things of falling down and worshiping, kneeling down before the man of God, and these people respecting with eye respect. While, there are some women, they cannot respect their husbands the way they respect their pastors. It's just complicated. And all these are just falsehood that's been brought in our churches. These things of spiritual fathers, well, it has become a problem. It's killing, it's destroying even, the very life of, the people of God. People, the man of God, they demand too much in such a way that the people of God don't have a say. That is a problem. And I think we need to come to that. People are listening to us today, and all of us here, we know that we need to go back to the drawing board. It's so very important.
All right, thank you so much to both of you. Time has really gone. Muruti Mraka, I really appreciate. Much greetings to you and blessings.
Thank you very much, greetings to your family and greetings to Pastor Kabamba's family. And thank you. We really appreciate. God bless.
And Pastor Sam, thank you so much, Professor. I really appreciate. Much greetings to you, sir.
Yeah, thank you very much. And yes, I will greet our families and greet your families, please.
Yes,
and
yes,
all the best.
Likewise.
And we pray that the Lord be with you. Muruti Muraka, thank you very much for sharing this day together. May you greet our family as well.
Thank you so much. And next week we are talking about divine constancy, which means the faithfulness of the Most High. We are touching on that. May the Father bless you. Thank you, and good night to both of you.
Good night.
All right, then. And thank you for listening. To the King above all else, we give him glory, majesty, and honor. His name is Yahuwah Elohim. We thank him that by his Holy Spirit, he continues to guide us into his truth. And we thank him that through his Son, Yahushua HaMashiach, he shows us the truth, and he guides us into salvation. We glorify him forevermore, for teaching us and making us to learn together. Coming up next, it is Dr. Mabunda. He's taking you through. From me, Ray, it's been beautiful. It's been nice. May the Father be with you and have a great evening.
657 AM, Radio for Believers in Action.
Do you need prayer? Radio Pulpit, in collaboration with Need Pray, is ready to stand in prayer with you. Contact us today with your prayer request at 012-334-1222 or WhatsApp us on 067-429-7564. You can also visit us on radiopulpit.co.za for your online prayer request. We will faithfully pray with you. Do you read the Word for Today daily devotionals? We wish to ensure that your copy reaches you on time. You can now receive the booklet directly at an address of your choice or via email if you prefer. It's easy. Visit radiopulpit.co.za, select your choice, and update your details. Or SMS the word devotional to 37871. You will receive a reply SMS with the options. Alternatively, contact client services on 012-334-1257. Standard rates apply.
Faith, hope, and love. Experience victory in your life on 657 AM. You and 657 AM and life. A winning team on the road to eternity.